is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on, and welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. You're going to be listening to this episode. It is going to be after Halloween, but I'm recording this on Halloween because there is a message I want you to hear, and it's something that we do every single day, at least every single week for the most of us, but yet we only think we do it on Halloween. What is that? I'll tell you in a second. Before I get into that, I need to ask you a question. I want you to think about, are you one of these people? Are you somebody who is tired of setting goals and not hitting them? Or maybe you are frustrated because you don't understand how to set the proper goals. Or maybe you're someone who knows how to set goals, but you don't know truly how to reverse engineer that goal and create an action plan in the proper order to hit it. Either way, I have an announcement for you. And if you've been following me for quite some time, you know, in the last 7 years, every year I do an ultimate year workshop where we give you the proven model on how to create a blueprint for success in the upcoming year. We are doing it again, my friends. We are doing it again. We are having the ultimate year workshop 2024. That's right, the blueprint for success 2024. And it is coming your way the end of November. It is a three-part miniseries. It is virtual and it is massively inexpensive. And you get a bonus. You get coaching for free in December. So you get a free month of our Real Estate Mastery coaching in December as well, but you need to go sign up right now. And that website for you to go ahead and get the proven model to reverse engineer a game plan to hit your goals in every area of life, the website is www.2024blueprint.com. Sorry, so 2024blueprint.com. Go sign up. If you are a team of more than five people, message me on IG at Real John Marone, and we'll talk about getting you an even bigger discount. But nevertheless, you go ahead and we're going to give you the three-part live virtual workshop, and we're going to give you that plus an additional month of coaching to finish the year strong for an extremely low investment. But this is the time of year where we start setting goals. Let's set goals the right way. Let's go ahead and set the action plan the proper way, and let's do things that most coaches don't show you how to do in this goal-setting process that is going to be the key common denominators on whether you're going to hit the goal or not hit the goal. So go ahead, 2024blueprint.com. That's www.2024blueprint.com. Go sign up, get your spot, reserve it now. Now back to what I was talking about before. Today, I'm going to be jamming with you guys about the mask that we wear. And I'm not talking about the mask that we wear on Halloween, because a lot of us have say, hey, yeah, I wear my mask on Halloween. I dress up as somebody else. Look, we just had a party here at our house where we had a mobile bartender. My wife crushed it with some charcuterie board. I mean, it was awesome. Phenomenal. Everybody came dressed up. That's not the only time of year they dress up. And that's not the only time of year you dress up. You are putting on a mask week in and week out, and it's not who you truly are. Let me explain. When you show up at your company meeting, you act differently. You act differently. When you show up in public, sometimes you act differently. When you show up on social media, you act differently. Now, maybe this is the person you want to act like. Maybe when you show up at the company meeting and you guys are making phone calls, you make every single phone call, you push through objections, but when it's dark, no one's around, audience of one, you're not that person anymore. Maybe on social media, it's happy, go lucky, everything's awesome, we're crushing it over here, but in the dark, audience of one, you're not that person. So today is straight to the point. October, what, 31st? That's Halloween, right? I believe. Right? Yeah, October 31st. It's Halloween. And it's not the only time you wear a mask. And why is this important to you? Because if you continue to wear a mask that is not yours week in and week out, just to appease people, just to show up as somebody that maybe you want to show up as, but you're not truly, you will find yourself not being authentic. You will find yourself lost in your own identity. And I want you to show up unapologetically, authentically you. But you cannot do that if you continue to show up as a different person in these settings. Listen, the way you show up in the dark needs to be the way you show up in the light, right? And I don't want you to show up in the dark in a negative way, in a disempowering way, in a self-doubt way. We need to work on that. But the problem is you are wearing so many masks for so many different people, showing up differently for this person, showing up differently for that person, showing up differently because we're in a different setting. And I get it, right? We need to adjust kind of who we are at times, not who we are, but kind of maybe how we act, whatever it might be. There's certain little moments, that's fine. But you're creating a habitual thing in your life where you're showing up completely different. You're trying to be something to everybody and you become nothing to yourself. When you try to be something to everybody, you become nothing to yourself. The worst part is sometimes we don't even truly know who we are. Therefore, we show up in certain settings the way we think other people want us to be. That's not true happiness. We need to be unapologetically authentic in the dark so we could do the same in the light. So we need to rip off mask after mask after mask. And we need to find out who that true version of you is. And maybe that true version is something that you don't necessarily want to show others. And you want to change it. And that's fine. That is the first step to understanding that you're showing up with these masks on because you're unhappy with who you truly are. You're unhappy on how you act when people aren't around. You are not the person in the streets as you are in behind closed doors, right? And that's okay to identify that. But it's not okay not to change it. It's not okay not to change it. And the greatest part about this is it becomes freeing, and so freeing that you get to show up as you, the powerful version of you, the unstoppable version of you, the freeing version of you. And some people aren't going to be able to handle it. And some people, you aren't going to be for them. And that is okay. But we need to take these masks off and figure out, okay, who am I? And a lot of times what we need to do, hear me out, is we continue to show up in a different way and put on this mask because we are ashamed of our past. We're maybe ashamed of not even just the past of like bad things, but maybe just past, you know, a couple of weeks where you haven't been doing the things that you said you wanted to do. Right? We aren't happy with ourselves when no one's around, but when we show up, we got to put on this face. No, you don't. Let's start with the root. Let's figure out what is going on. Why are we not showing up in the dark, making the phone calls, not showing up in the dark and being the father or the husband or the mother, right? Or the wife that you want to be. Let's unpack that. And then let's apologize, right? Let's apologize. What I mean by apologize, not to the people, but like, apologize to yourself for living in it for so long and forgiving yourself for living it for so long. And once you could do that and realize, man, okay, like I am human, right? I am not doing the things I know I want to do when I know I need to do them. And it's time for me to say sorry that I haven't given myself that, but also forgive myself that I haven't given myself that. And now say, who am I truly? What makes me happy? Like, how do I want to show up and not just in front of people? How do I want to show up as a human being? What characteristics do I want to tap into so that when people see me, they see me for that? And that's the worst thing you could do is people see you on social media, right? Or people see you in a public setting and they, oh man, this person is courageous. This person is, you know, highly skilled, all these great characteristics. But then at home, you aren't that person. And for whatever reason, we need to switch that. We need to make sure that how we show up here, right? The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So this is just a call out. That's all this episode's about. It's just a call out to those that need to stop wearing a mask, trying to appease other people, trying to say, I have to show up a certain way, right? I mean, me speaking on stages, it's very hard. Because you see the guy that looks like me, right, with the tattoos, or then you see the maybe older lady and you're trying to like, okay, I got to wear this mask for her, this mask for him. But in reality, you lose both of them because you're not true to yourself. And most importantly, you use yourself in the process. And when you lose yourself in the process, that becomes fatal to your success. And your emotions start to wear and tear on it, right? I mean, you start maybe getting depressed, you get anxiety. And so all this episode is to call you out. Are you wearing a mask when you're in public? I know, look, I've seen it before. I've been a part of it before. I've done it before. We're in a public setting. You try to be a certain way because you think they want you to be that way, or because, hey, I'm this way on social media, so I got to be this way. No. Right? Like, who are you really? Right? And to me, who you are really, really shows up when nobody's there. That audience of one I brought up before. And sometimes, though, that's not who we really are. That is us in guilt and shame because we're not doing the things that we know we could be. We should be much further along, we say. I made these mistakes, we say. I get it. All those things could be very much true. But the mask you are wearing every single time you go out is only covering that up. And the worst part is a lot of times we then cover up the true authentic version of ourselves because we can't even approach that person, right? We can't even get there. So we avoid it. And we avoid it by drinking, by doing drugs, by doing other things that are temptations in our life that we know we shouldn't be doing, right? Eating, whatever it might be. So we avoid finding out who we truly are and tapping into the maybe the things we've done in the past, deep or not deep, it doesn't make a difference. But the moment you could say, okay, I'm going to stop for a second. I'm going to have some quiet time. I'm going to ask myself, who do I want to show up as? Not for anybody else, but for John Marone, right? For you. Who do you want to show up as? Then ask yourself, are you showing up as that person when nobody's around? If not, why not? Then you start dissecting those things down and say, okay, I'm not because of this, that, and the next thing. Then you start to apologize. Hey, I'm sorry that I have not given us the best opportunity to be where we should be, but I forgive myself for that. And now's the time to start moving forward. And as you start to accumulate these small, beautiful steps of trying to find the authentic self and forgiving yourself and not wearing the mask anymore, you start to show up more free. There's a confidence shift about you that is, it can't be ignored, right? It's not cockiness, it's confidence of who you truly are. And I think a lot of us need to hear that. So you may be wearing a really cool mask for Halloween. Like for this Halloween, I'm Mario. I'm Mario. My wife's Luigi. My son is Bowser. And my daughter's going to be Princess Peach. My wife did our whole golf cart. It's like a Mario Kart. Super cool. We have a lot of fun in our neighborhood for Halloween. But that's the only day I want to wear a mask. That's the only day I want my kids to wear a mask. The rest, I want it to be authentically me. It took me a very long time to figure out who that is. And still I get lost in the sauce sometimes, right? Because you see people on social media, you see all these. So it's not like, okay, once you figure out who you truly are, you're good. No, there's moments that we lose ourselves. There's moments of lapse of judgment. So it's how fast can we bring it back, right? And ask and truly ask ourselves, am I wearing a mask or is this who I truly am? It gets exhausting to be a different person for different situations. It gets exhausted for wearing a mask just to have this show face and be a certain way in public and then not do it at home. Right? So step one to take the mask off is to first identify who do you truly want to be and are you living in that when nobody's watching? And if you're not, why not? Start to dissect and unpack those things. Then start to forgive yourself for the past mistakes, the shame you might live in, whatever it might be. And then slowly but surely put the habits in place, put the people in place, put the steps in place for you to start becoming that person. So in the dark, when you show up as that strong, powerful, no excuses, just result human being, when you then show up in the light, you are like that 10x, but you're like that without energy to try to force yourself to be something different because that is truly who you are and has the most freeing experience. So allow Halloween to be the only time you wear that mask. And then once you take it off, get back to your authentic self. Not sure who needed to hear this message today. I hope it was somebody that truly, truly uses this to change everything for themselves. If you like this episode or you think someone can get value, share it on social media. Tag me in it, Jonathan Marone on Facebook or at Real John Marone on Instagram. But as I said when we first started, guys, there's a great opportunity for you starting November 9th, 3-part miniseries, only an hour and a half a day, a Wednesday, Thursday, then another Wednesday. And that is the Ultimate You Workshop or Ultimate Year Workshop, the blueprint to success for your business, your health, your relationships, spiritual finances, and your joy. We got the answers for you. We're going to go ahead and break it down for you in a 3-part miniseries. And you get coaching for the month of December don't hesitate. Sign up. There's nothing better you can do with that money, I promise you, because it is a very small amount. That's going to give you a huge benefit, right? It's a very small amount. It's going to be a huge benefit. Just to let you know, it's under $100. So it's under $100. And if you're somebody who needs coaching, or you're somebody who needs understanding on how to reverse game plan a goal or how to set goals, and you're tired of living in the life of the what could have been this year if I did it the right way, then go ahead, www.2024blueprint.com. Get yourself into the workshop. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Otherwise, hopefully everybody had a great Halloween. Hopefully you guys are now starting to take that mask off and living and trying to at least find the authentic version of yourself to live in it as much as possible. Okay. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And as I always say, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Go kick that damn door down and take what is yours this week. Till next time, guys.